When ego makes a choice or a commitment, it's ego for ego to, quote, change my mind and break the commitment. For example, I've put on a few pounds, and after finishing my cookie and coffee, I decide I'm going to quit eating sugar. We can probably all sense how long that's going to last. If, however, we really get that all life is one, if we really get the power of you will do for the love of others what you would never do for yourself, we can see our way out of egocentric karmic conditioning's trap of a separate self. If we get that everything we do affects everything else, then when ego doesn't want to, we can turn attention to the heart that is still willing and committed. And so if you would, sit or lie back and get comfortable, and turn the attention to the breath. Take a couple of nice, long, deep breaths and let everything go. And now allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness some examples of commitments you suspect were made by ego identity, primarily to maintain its control. Perhaps a decision was made following a beating that, quote, I'm not going to do that anymore. Or, quote, I'm going to do such and such from now on. Allow yourself to see some of those ego-made statements that never were a commitment, and which you were never going to be allowed to succeed with. And now, allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness some times when you have shown up out of love for you. And times you have shown up out of love for others. What was that process like? What did you see about choices that are made by ego for ego, and choices that come from the heart? When you have a sense of that, open your eyes and make a few notes.